Welcome to the Awake Church Podcast. At Awake, our mission is simple. Know God, take action. We pray this podcast will help you on that journey.
So here we are, first Sunday of 2025. 25 years already gone of this century. Is that hard to fathom? Do you remember Y2K and all that? That was 25 years ago. Here we are. Good stuff. You know, in every year, there are always great challenges, difficulties, hardships, victories, things that overcome, brand new things, wonderful things, things you hadn't anticipated that God does. It's always a mix of several different things, and difficulties are part of this life, going through all kinds of challenges here. We experienced all of those. A handful of highlights that I was thinking of for 2024 I wanted to share, and I want to share some 2025 here. Goodness, you know, part of what you just heard from one of our missionaries out there, and have that many souls, people coming to Jesus, and it's happening through several different missionaries. We support a lot of missions around the world in different continents, in Asia and Africa and Europe, and so grateful for what's happening. The teams we have here that are going out, that Eric leads, that go out, and then our mission teams that were helping with the Hurricane Helene recovery. Many of you going out and touching people's lives, helping, serving. Those are some of the highlights for me of 2024. And saw so much of that. We were able to give, just as a church, part of your tithes and offerings that you give, we give back away. So we were able to give around $140,000 into missions, plus another $24,000 that came in separate that we funneled toward Hurricane Helene. And then there have been others of you that have just been given separately to these missions as well. So there's just a lot of resource that has come to help support and give life, plus all the people that you love and serve that I don't even know about around the world. Lots of missional type of things. We've had outreaches here, like our drive-through prayer, people getting saved right outside of our doors and healed and helped. We've had lots of new individuals, families added to our fellowship. How many of you came to this church in 2024? We have a handful, several. We have probably a couple dozen who are here this year who have joined us. Thank you for joining this family, and so happy about you being a part of us. Yes, let's clap for them. We're thankful for you. Of course, all of the thriving ministries that are going on, that so many of you, we have 120 volunteers just in the kids ministry. So think about that. So we have a lot of volunteers that are involved in so many different areas of ministry, in addition to the kids ministry, and so grateful for all of the prayer teams and freedom teams and ushering teams and so many things, welcome teams. So much is going on through every Sunday and throughout the week, our GTs, so many different things. I'm so grateful for all of that. Through 2024, we got about 60% through the book of Revelation. We got a ways to go. We're going to finish that. My favorite books are yet ahead. Our favorite chapters, I should say, as we near the end of Revelation. And we paid down over $200,000 in debt this last year. So thank you for your giving toward that. Yes, thank you, Lord. We want that all the way wiped out. If you stumble across a couple million, pray about helping us with paying that debt down. That'd be awesome. We want to see that thing gone fast. Last year, at the beginning of the year, I was feeling, the beginning of last year, that I saw this vision of these scrubbers, if you remember me sharing this. The Lord was sending scrubbers. I saw this forest, and they were moving through the forest and cleaning out all the vines and undergrowth that wasn't supposed to be there, things that would trip people up in their walk. And in looking back this now up on last year, can see, my guess is in your life as well, that the Lord removed some things. Perhaps some addictions, things that would trip up, maybe even some relationships that you didn't think would go away or would change. And I think the Lord did maybe more than we realize in some cleaning up of things to help us to stay walking without tripping up, walking free. I think he's still doing that. As we read through Revelation, we see that God is at work purifying his bride and helping us to get stronger in him, more full of faith, holy, and carrying his righteousness. And then, you know, while we are in this kingdom that cannot be shaken, that lasts forever, that only grows over time, it's what our allegiance is to more than any nation or any other group or club or anything like that. It is the kingdom of heaven. That's what our allegiance needs to be to, and it is. I'm also grateful for the country that we live in, so thankful that we get to be living in America. Most of you were probably born in this nation, like myself. I'm so grateful for that. And boy, I feel like the Lord is helping our nation as well. It has been, even from a government level, and I used to be in the government, there is a lot of corruption. There's a lot of things that have been set up in a wrong way, things that have gotten in, policies that are really bad, and I believe the Lord is going to help change a good amount of that. And so I feel as though God wants to use the new leadership coming in, and let's pray that way that the Lord would do that, that there would be a gutting of things that need to be gutted and changed, that righteousness and justice really would prevail, and that corruption would be cleaned up and gotten out. So we also need to continue to pray for whoever is leading, their protection. Let's pray for the protection, the lives of every single governmental leader. We're supposed to pray for those who are over us in government. Let's pray for their protection. Let's pray that the Lord would help them and that the enemy's plans would be foiled, that they would all fail. All the plans the enemy has for harm and danger and all of that in our nation, let's pray against those things. I believe that the enemy has, of course, he has plans always to kill, steal, and destroy. That's his job description. That's what he does. But we can pray against those things, that the Lord would illuminate those plans and break the power of them. So let's pray that way throughout the year. As we head into 2025, I'm believing we are going to get through the book of Revelation. This is one of the things that I feel for us. We're going to do that. And I was, as I've been praying for us, and every year I usually go away for a day or two just to pray and seek the Lord and ask him for what's ahead. And some of the things that I felt the strongest seem very simple, but I feel as though I just feel the Lord's heart in this, and that is he is desiring a closeness with you and me more than we have had with him. A walk. I feel as though the Lord is going to highlight your walk with him this year in a beautiful, powerful way. You know, one of the reasons, if not the main reason, why we were created was to have fellowship with God. That was the main thing in the garden, was fellowship, partnership with God. Of course, Adam and Eve made some mistakes. Sin brought separation. Jesus restored the fellowship. He restored the closeness, the oneness, the partnership. Mankind had lost partnership with God, and Jesus enabled that partnership to be reestablished, for his spirit to live inside of us, and for us to know him and walk with him, like Enoch walked with God, like Noah walked with God. We get to walk with God in such a wonderful way. We all hear his voice, not just some people. We're all here to hear his voice, to know God so intimately and personally. As we've been reading through Revelation and the mark of God on those who are his, those who know him, those who are following him, not just those who know about him or who go to church, but those who know him, who walk with him, who are his bondservants. We want to be those. And I just feel the Lord's heart. It's like of a father wanting to be so close to his kids, wanting to have fun with us, wanting to enjoy us, and wanting to share with us what's going on inside of him and what he wants us to know about. There's just, I believe we're going to have an elevated experiences with God this year. And that is, it doesn't get much better than that. It really doesn't. We want these experiences with the Lord. And Psalm 73:28 says, the nearness of God is our good. And I think we're going to sense his nearness even more. I know we have already, but I feel like there's another level of intimacy with Jesus that we're going to have this year. And as I was praying, I was at my house and heard this loud train horn. And I wasn't thinking spiritually at all. I was trying to figure out where in the world this came from, because the closest train track is about 5 miles from my house. And the train track's the opposite direction of where I heard it. And so I was just trying to figure this out. How in the world could there be a train horn? And then it started to dawn on me, this maybe was something spiritual that God was trying to get a hold of me with. And so as I began thinking about that, one of the first thoughts and praying into it, saying, God, what is this? One of my first thoughts I had about this was our old friend Bob Jones, Prophet Bob Jones, who's now with the Lord. In 2010, he had this experience with God, and the Lord said to him, I'm sending my glory train in the future. And that will move into different cities, and John 14:12 will take place of greater works than these will you do in my name than what Jesus has done. Jesus promised that, and I haven't seen those greater works yet, and I am just wondering if we're going to begin to see some glory of God doing things that we haven't seen before in our city, in our nation, in other cities around the world. And may that horn blew, and may it be, Lord, something that you are sending. We just want to say we receive it. If that train is supposed to come to Winston, we receive what you have for our city in salvations and miracles and signs and wonders, that you would receive glory, that the Father would receive glory. That's what the train is for, to bring glory to the Father through the things that happen through miracles and signs and wonders and salvations. It brings glory to the Father. So I believe we're going to, when you hear that sound, let's pray into that, receive it, believe it, and be a part of it, because I believe we're a part. He's looking for partners. He's looking for partners to work with him, to have faith. Jesus, he took the lid off of all of the restrictions for those who are ministers. He said, everyone who believes shall do these works. Not just apostles, not the celebrities. It's everyone who believes. And so we want our belief meter to go way up. We want our faith to grow, to step out into the uncomfortable, to trust him and see what he's going to do. We're planning on going to Jerusalem, to Israel, in November of this year. We had planned for it last November. I felt we needed to postpone that, so I just moved it 1 year, almost the same week. So those who have signed up, you're still signed up. We also have room if you're interested in going to Israel with us in November, praying that everything will be in a much different place and much calmer now. We'll be able to see a lot of things, but that's our plan. If you'd like to join, let us know, and we can give you more information about that. I also felt like the Lord is purifying, not only purifying his bride and preparing us, but he's heightening our senses, our spiritual senses, to see him, to hear him, to feel him, to be aware with your discernment would also be heightened. So God, as we walk with him, I think that's part of the fruit, part of the result is our spiritual man will be less sensitized to what's going on in the world and more sensitive to what's going on in the spirit. So we need that. Those who are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God, right? We need that sensitivity. What is the Spirit of God doing? And that we would be people who are unashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ and unashamed of the Holy Spirit and the ways that he works and the things that he says. He has been sent to live within us and to do amazing things through us. I just finished my fourth straight year of reading through the entire Bible. And I know Mike has done this a bunch, much more than, times than I have. But I'm going for year number five. So I started my Bible reading plan already this year. And I want to encourage you also, whether you do it the way that I'm doing or any some other way, but to get the word, continue to focus on getting the word on the inside of you. To read it daily in some kind of way, whether it's chronologically, whether it's just going through a devotional. The first 2 years that I did it, I did the Nikki Gumbel one with a devotional, which I really enjoyed. It's on the YouVersion. It's all for free. It takes you step by step, and I really enjoyed that. The last 2 years, I did the Bible Project plan, and I really enjoyed that as well. There's so many great plans out there to get the word in you and to meditate on it day and night. Encourage you also to memorize passages this year. Maybe put that as a goal. Lord, what would you like me to not only eat and consume in my spirit of your word, but what would you like me to retain where I have it written on my heart and in my mind and I memorize sections? Maybe it's a chapter or two. When I went to a discipleship school for a while in the 80s, and we had to memorize 10 scriptures a week. That was part of the plan, 10 scriptures a week. We got tested on it. And it's amazing, we really can do this. I used note cards and would just get these, and a lot of the scriptures that I know right now were because of that period, that season of my life of focusing on every day. I'd walk around with these note cards, getting the word inside of me, getting the word inside of me. We need it inside. It's what the Holy Spirit often uses to speak truth to us and to reveal things to us is through the word. So whether you're playing it or reading it, I encourage you to dive into the word. And to journal, as Eric mentions, and actually Tori mentioned as well, to journal what the Lord speaks to you. Journal what the Lord speaks to you. I'm the same way as Tori mentioned. I forget. I forget the great things that God has done. And I look back at my journals the same way. It's like, oh my goodness, I can't believe I forgot about that. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for doing that. All right. Scripture that I felt for us today is Ephesians 4, or for the year. This is a scripture, really, that's for the whole body of Christ, not just for us. It's kind of a mandate for the body of Christ. Ephesians 4, it says, and he gave some as apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers, what's called the fivefold ministry, for the equipping of the saints for the work of service. So leadership is designed to equip people. That's what we are here for, is to equip people to do, for the saints to do the work of ministry, not for the leaders to do the work of ministry primarily. Isn't that interesting? So we're all ministers. To the building up of the body of Christ, so that the body of Christ would get built up, and until we all attain to a unity of the faith, not unity of the doctrine, unity of the faith, that we would all have the same faith in Jesus, and the knowledge of the Son of God. And really that can be translated in a way to really talk about experiencing the personal relationship with the Son of God. Not just knowing here, it's that knowing relationally. And that's what I feel like also we are focused on, what God is gonna help us with this year, that experiential knowing the Son of God more than we ever have. To a mature man, to the measure of the stature which belongs to the fullness of Christ. As a result, we'll no longer be children tossed here and there by waves and carried about by winds of doctrine, by the trickery of men, by craftiness and deceitful scheming, but speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in all aspects into him who's the head, even Christ, and from the whole body being fitted and held together by what every joint supplies according to the proper working of each individual part causes the growth of the body for the building up of itself in love. I believe we're gonna see more equipping and Jesus doing things on the inside of us that we are closer with him than we've ever been before. Part of that equipping what we do here through Encounter Nights, so that is the first Tuesday night of every month. We focus on specific things to help equip the body. This coming Tuesday is the first Tuesday of the month. We'll be talking about proclamation and declaration over our families and over our lives. I encourage you to come to those. And then let me close with this. You guys are all aware of the priestly, what's called the priestly prayer or the Aaronic blessing, right? It's found in Numbers chapter 6, 24 through 26. Let me read this. It's up behind me as well. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance on you and give you peace. This prayer was given by God not to Aaron to bless other people with, but to Moses to bless Aaron with and his sons. So God said to Moses, here are some words, here's a blessing, here's a prayer. I want you to go to the priest and his sons, and I want you to bless them with this, with these words. And so that's what Moses did. Well, fast forward to today, Revelation 5:10 says, you have made them, which is us, to be a kingdom and priests to our God. And they will reign upon the earth. We've been talking about that in Revelation. And then 1 Peter 2:9 says it similarly. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood. You are a holy nation, a people for God's own possession, so that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. The priesthood has changed from the Levitical priesthood to today. It's a royal priesthood, and it includes all of us. So the blessings and the prayer of Moses over the priesthood is a prayer for you and I today who are priests and kings before the Lord. And that passage that we just read, those two verses, to bless, the Lord bless you. To bless means divine favor. Feels a lot different than just the word bless. The favor of God, divine favor on your life. That's what blessing is. When God's favor is on you, it makes a world of difference. You walk around with the favor of God wherever you go and whatever you do, that's a blessing. To keep you means to guard and protect you in every way, to guard and protect your life, safety, watchfulness over your spirit, over your body, his face shine upon you. That's the smiling radiance over us. Speaks of his pleasure over you. God's pleasure over you. A lot of people don't think of God having pleasure over them. We should. He is pleased. He loves us. His face shining on us is his smiling radiance. And for him to be gracious to you. Notice that there are six you's in here. It's for the individual. Every single one of these is for you. It's not just for a group. It's for you as an individual. That he would be gracious to you, which is God's tender mercy and care. God's tender mercy and care on your life. And then lift up his countenance on you. Sounds real similar to his face shine on you, but it's a little different. To lift up his countenance on you means he's looking at you. He was looking somewhere else. He lifts up his countenance on you. His eyes, his attention focused on you personally, lifting up his countenance on you. It's very relational. It's a very relational, personal thing. And that he would give you peace, which is God's word for wholeness, goodness, and total satisfaction. It is the presence of peace. It's not just the absence of anxiety, but it's the presence of something so powerful, peace. And of course, Jesus is our Prince of Peace. So it is the presence of Jesus in our lives. So that's what that means. Let me read that again. The Lord bless you and keep you. All of those things. May his face shine upon you, be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance on you and give you peace.
Thank you for listening to today's message. For updates on future episodes, make sure to subscribe to our podcast and leave us a review to let us know how we're doing. For more information about Awake Church, visit awakechurch.com.